Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. You know, we have so many childhood memories that are branded in our minds. Get that branded favorite cowboy hats, cow folks. Yeah. Well, like, you know, here's one of them. My dad would take me every weekend on Pop's boat. And I just look forward, and I'll tell you a little story about that later on. Or growing up, we grew up in an area where side by side, all the houses, there were five families, my family related, side by side, and just a bunch of kids out there. And we just had the greatest time. The neighborhood really was ours, so to speak. Think about this. It led to the greatest stickball games, the greatest manhunt games. And we would just, hey, to this day, when we're together, we talk about those manhunt games. They then stretched to manhunt games on the farm. And think about this. And I've mentioned this another time on another show. If you've never played manhunt on a full moon with no flashlights out in the middle of farmland and woods, it is pretty spectacular. But again, those are my fondest memories. You know, well, when I was younger, my dad traveled a bit for business. And when he came back, and I was only 4 years old, and what do you remember? 4 years old. He came back and brought me my first pair of cowboy boots. I'm telling you right now, I was in love with them. I never, ever, and I mean never, took them off. My mom would say that she would pry them off of me when I was in bed. I wore that pair out quickly. Do you know how hard it is to run in stickball in cowboy boots? But this was only the beginning. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's fast forward the clock through many pairs of boots getting to my high school days. I was in a high school at this juncture, and I was the only one who was like the cowboy in this school. And those boots were part of me. I wore an expensive pair of Justins unless I was at practice. Because again, it's tough to run in a field, you know, in cowboy boots. I learned that from my stickball days. Well, there was one real big guy who would walk by my locker every day and make fun of me and my boots. See, my growth spurt was from my senior year in high school through my freshman year in college. I was actually pretty small. I am pretty much a big guy right now, but I was pretty small in high school. But there was no need to fight over my boots. Hey, I was a peaceable cowboy. And also, he was the size of Alaska. So I had to like endure his comments because fighting the state of Alaska, and I don't mean the people, but I'm saying someone that size just wouldn't have been a good decision on my behalf, we'll say. Well, that only lasted for a year because the following September, and you know how fashion changes. Well, guess what came in fashion? It was Western wear. The whole country was wearing it, even Mr. Alaska. He was wearing his own cowboy boots. They probably had to slaughter like a whole herd of cattle to make his pair. Another story, another day. You see, what made mine different is they were a working pair of boots. I farmed in them, I rode horseback in them, and I schooled in them. And I learned something, and because I learned so many things from my dad. Every Saturday afternoon, my dad would polish his shoes. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, most times his shoes did not need to be polished. But I'm going to say late in the afternoon, he'd be downstairs and it was polishing. And many times I would be there and with him. And hey, there is an art to polishing shoes and boots. And hey, when you got to polish a pair of shoes, that's one thing. We got to polish a pair of boots all the way up to the tops. That's another. But hey, I would sit there and I'd polish my Justins. Well, funny thing happened about that growth spurt. Before it, my feet were enormous for that small little guy I was telling you about. My cousin Billy, who is one of the funniest guys I know to this day. He used to say that I was longer than tall. Well, in time, hey, I just told you that I grew. But it's funny, my feet stay the same size from then till now. I was this tiny little guy with size 11, still have size 11. So I did grow up, just didn't continue to grow out. Now, it's funny, and I keep saying it's funny because it really is. I still have that same pair of Justins. Remember, my feet didn't grow. It's in one of my boot bags. And for nostalgia's sake, recently I was heading down to Nashville, and I put those Justins on and wore those down to Nashville because, hey, you take care of them, they last a lifetime. Well, today, I've got an arsenal of boots. I got a couple pairs of Justins, got two pairs of Lacers, one's a Chippo, one's an Ariat. And I had to introduce my nephew Dylan to what Lacers were because, you see, he's a freshman at Texas A&M. And, you know, when you're a freshman down there, guess what? When you're an East Coast guy going west, you're going to learn about cowboy hats. You're going to learn about boots. So one day I was wearing my Ariat Lacers and I showed him because, you know what? Lacers are the perfect boot for casual wear because they're real comfortable. Because when I put my denim blazer on with a pair of khakis, cowboy boots on my Lacers or whatever I'm wearing, I become not Joey B, but Joey GQ. So that's just something for you to think about out there. I'm not Joey GQ right now, but I'm in the studio. So me, I've learned how to ride horseback growing up in the East. So wearing boots all the time. And then I've ridden horseback in all my favorite, I guess I'll tell you my favorite Western states right now. And I'm going to list them not in order, except that New Mexico is always my favorite state because you can go from the desert to the mountains. And I know you can do that in Idaho too, but you can do desert from the mountains in just like a matter of hours. And I love that. But hey, I've ridden out in Montana and I'll talk to you about my research out in Montana and Wyoming and all that. And you know, we were filming an episode out in Utah with the Maddox family, and we rode through the mountains of the Wasatch Mountain Range. So boots, horses, and me go way back. Now, how many of you, when you're riding, you don't ride to work, you drive to work. Well, in my Idaho research, we would have the caballeros, some of the South American cowboys working with us. They would hitch up our horses. Think about this. I know how to hitch up my horse, but they would hitch up my horse and we would ride up into the Rockies because that was going to work. And the traffic jam was, for me, was the horse's rump in front of me. That was the only thing. But hey, wearing boots is just a way of life. But you know what? I wear boots because they're a part of my life for leisure and I wear them for work. My love for boots, and I'm ready to share with you, goes all the way back to my childhood. But remember, the title of this show is My Favorite Cowboy Boots, and my favorite cowboy boots are not my boots. They're actually two other pairs. One of my favorite One of my favorite pairs of cowboy boots belong to my cousin, Big Jim Tyrone. Big Jim Tyrone, rodeo guy, taught me how to rope when I was a little kid. And you know what? I don't know, I'm babbling right now, maybe because Big Jimmy. Well, he passed away a few years ago, and on the altar of the church were a pair of his cowboy boots. And, you know, his son, who was Little Jimmy, because if there's Big Jimmy, there's Little Jimmy, you know, to this day, best friend of mine. And we talk, and he shares all these stories about his dad, and I get to share a few, obviously, as well. And his dad was the last greatest cowboy in the East, and I truly believe that. So that pair of boots, one of my favorites. And my other pair, again, babbling, I don't know what's going on here. I've been in the studio quite a while today, so maybe that's it. Hey, you know what? You always got to find an excuse somewhere. But anyway, my other favorite pair of cowboy boots, yes, I got that out, is under one of my desks in the great room, because I have two desks over there, and it belongs to my dad. And I was just down yesterday chatting with dad, and we were chatting about other things, but we didn't chat about his boots. You see, he's a 90-year-old spry man, Navy man, so very proud that he's a veteran. And he tells me so many stories of the past, and he continues to teach me. You see, he was this brilliant, still is, this brilliant mind, engineering mind that can build anything. It's funny, I was telling someone the other day, it's like, whatever it is you're looking at, I said, I can build it. But he can build it 10 different ways. I mean, there's just this brilliance. So I get to get all these stories about him. And remember, he bought me my first pair of cowboy boots at age 4. And I've got, because hey, he's a spry old man, but he's not going to be walking around in his cowboy boots. So I have now inherited those boots, and they are just so special to me. Now, I told you a story about Pop's boat and Dad. Well, I'm going to let you know that I didn't wear cowboy boots on those trips on the boat. But every Saturday morning, Dad would take me down to Pop's boat. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is because we were on the East Coast ocean, headed to the ocean. And I would get seasick in 5 minutes. And like, I'm dying out there. And I needed to explain the dying part of what's going on out there when you get seasick. And it didn't matter. But if my father was going on that boat, I wanted to be his puppy dog. I was going to be wherever he went. I was going out there. So every Saturday, and I sort of joke as I got older, saying, I guess that's how Dad got back at me for, you know, anything that I did wrong during the week was taking me out in the boat to get sick. Well, since I was the perfect child, I'm sure that really didn't never, ever happen. But my dad and I to this day remain close with those stories. But hey, I've got a piece of who he is with his boots. So I actually have, you see, my two special pairs of boots that nothing will ever compare to. But on a future show, I'm going to share you about my favorite cowboy hat. Boy, do I have a story for you. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.